You here. So we're going to begin in here. We've got the elections that we do in here, and we're also just going to hear in here from Andy Whelan doing the Treasurer's Report and Cara speaking about the EMF. So we're doing that bit in here. Great to have children with us. Well done. Good to have you here. Parents, could we ask you to look after your children during this bit and the lunch bit? There is the possibility of a film being shown in the Herbert Taylor Room. That's going to be happening. But parents, could you kind of keep an eye? We're not doing it as a kind of manned children's event. So parents, please, could you keep an eye on children? Okay, so the first official part of what we're doing is the election of wardens. Ah, there we go. As if on cue, no. So the election of wardens, I want to say a huge thank you to Brent and Andrew, who have been wardens for, well, we think 3 years and 5 years. Andrew for five, Brent for three, something like that. But anyway, thank you for your great support over these last few years. It has been great working together with them as a team. I think we've worked together really well. We've prayed together, we have met together, and it has been great fun. We have a good laugh together, but also I'm very grateful to God for their wisdom and being able to talk things through with them. We will do a little bit more of a thank you in just a moment, but let's do the election for wardens. So there are two places for wardens, and I'm very thankful that two people have been nominated. So that is Cara Roger. Cara, where are you? I'm sure you're there. Yeah, there you are, yes. And John Newell, who is over there. There we go, waving his hand. And since there are two places and there are two nominations, I declare that they are elected unopposed. And we would like John and Cara to come up, and there will be an official handing over ceremony. So John and Cara, would you come up? And Brent and Andrew, if you would like to come forward too, to do the presentation. So John and Cara, if you're on that side, if you would like to do that, please. There is symmetry. The old guard handing over to the new guard. And they are handing over the ceremonial staff, which is the official measuring ruler for knowing how much distance there should be between the chairs in the main meeting room. And
which I've never used.
On the chairs. We don't have official warden staffs here, so this is the handing over. Please, would you hand over? Thank you. Very good.
And a set of keys.
Oh, and a set of keys, of course. The ceremonial keys of the church. Lovely. Thank you very much. Well, great to have you guys. John and Cara, please would you stay there for a moment. Andrew is going to pray for you. But before Andrew prays for you, I've got some gifts to give to Andrew and Brent. So if you guys just stay there for a moment. So... so this is not just on behalf of me, this is on behalf of all of us. Thank you very much for all you have done as warden. So round of applause for Andrew and for Brent. There you go. Lovely. And as you can see, what happens to you after you've been warden for a bit is that your fashion sense goes to wearing check for some reason. I'm not sure why that happens. But anyway, thank you very much, guys, for all that you have done. I've said my thank yous to you privately as well, but you have been great support. So thank you very much. Andrew, would you like to pray for the newly elected wardens? Would you like to use the microphone now? Yep, sure.
I was going to pray for Cara and for John now. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Cara and for John. Thank you for their willingness to serve. Thank you for their wisdom. We do ask your blessing upon them. We pray that they'll have joy in the work that they do, joy in your salvation, joy in all that you have given to us, whether the tasks are easy or difficult. Help them to be wise. Thank you for their wisdom. And we pray that you'll help them in our mission, working with Bart, for people to come to Jesus, to grow in him and to go out to serve him. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you very much, John and Cara. Do have a seat. And Andrew as well. Thank you very much.
Where's Mark present? He's gone off with
him. Well, he's not warden anymore, so we can't trust him. Good. Okay, so that was the election of wardens. We now come to the election for deanery synod. Excuse me, deanery synod places. A big thank you. Again, we're going to say a little bit more of a thank you to one of these in particular, but a big thank you to Joan Johnson and Teresa Cooper, who have been on Deanery Synod and aren't standing again. But a big thank you to them for all that they have done. Like I say, we will say a little bit more in a little bit when it comes to thanking thanking one of them in particular. But thank you for all that you have done. This means that we have three places. This is slightly complicated, this. I won't go into the details of it. If you want to know the details, ask me afterwards. But we've got three places available. There are two nominations. So the nominations are Colin Roger, who is standing again, and Claire Beavers. Claire is over there. Two nominations, three places. So since it's that way around, I declare that they are elected unopposed to the Deanery Synod. So thank you very much for being willing to stand, you two. This is where the complication slightly is. There are actually more places available on Deanery Synod than that sounded like. It therefore means that two people who are already on PCC could, if they wanted to, become Deanery Synod members. And it would be good if they were, actually. So if you're on PCC and you'd be willing to change to being a Deanery Synod place, would you have a think about that and have a chat with me afterwards? If you want to know how the maths on that works out, talk to Colin. Because he understands that kind of thing. But basically, if there's any question of this kind of thing, I phone up Colin and Cara and I say, what do we do on this? And they understand these things better than I do. So thank you for being willing to stand, those who have and who have been elected on. Brent is going to come and pray for the PCC and Deanery Synod members. So if you're Deanery Synod or PCC, please would you stand now? There are a few there. Hey, there are a few missing, but there we go. But let's pray for the PCC. Thank you, Brent.
Let's close our eyes and pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for the people that we have on our PCC. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you that you've brought them to this position. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that's bestowed upon them and upon all of us. We pray for your wisdom, Lord, that you would provide to each one of them and to them corporately, so that we can be governed as a church family by our PCC. And we also pray, Lord, for the church family, that we would support our PCC to the best of our ability and beyond through what we've heard today in the service of love. So we lift them up to you, Lord, and we thank you. And we expect great things, Lord, coming through them to us from you. Amen.
Amen. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you very much for being willing to be part of the PCC. Great. Now we come to our treasurer's report. So Andy Whelan, let's show him love as well. Come on. Andy, over to you.
Thank you very much. I don't know about you, but whenever read the Bible, have the Bible read to us in the service, I always have a flick through just to get the context of the passage that we're looking at. And the passage today, the bit immediately preceding that, was the Last Supper, and the bit that's often forgotten about the Last Supper, which I take great heart from, is Judas. Everyone remembers Judas for one thing, but Judas was in charge of the money. Everyone forgets that. And what's amazing is that he then left the room, and what people thought what the other disciples thought he was doing was going to do something with the money, but they had no idea what it was. Fantastic. I get the impression sometimes that it's a little bit like that here, that no one really knows exactly what I do with the money. I do produce accounts every year, which I do hope you read. I don't intend to go through those in any great detail at all, but to say how good God is good to us in that he gives us provision that we don't necessarily expect. For the last 2 years, I've always been worried about we're going to incur a deficit, we don't have the money to meet the costs, and God has provided. He's provided in a slightly unusual way, perhaps, which is that people in the church family who've died have left us money, which has covered the deficit and actually given us a fund to plan moving forwards with, which is fantastic. And for both of the last 2 years, that's how we've funded a fair part of the cost that we've had here in the church. I think, as probably you know, and as is mentioned in my written report, what we're looking at doing is spending some of that money on work on the kitchen, about which you'll doubtless hear more later on. But we do actually have a fund which allows us to meet part of that cost at least. So there will be more coming up on that. But apart from that, we have been in the last few years reliant on either one-off gifts or on legacies to meet the ongoing running costs of the church, if you like. I'm very thankful to you all. It's taken the best part of a year, in fact more than a year, but we are at last in a position where we are moving forward with Metrobank and nobody has a standing order still going into NatWest, which is fantastic. Thank you very much to everyone for that. What that change last year gave everybody the chance to do was reconsider the amount that was being given, because you had to change your standing order from one bank to another. What that has meant, unfortunately, is that not a lot of people have then thought about it anymore since then. So I would encourage you to regularly think about the amount that you're giving, bearing in mind that our day-to-day income doesn't meet our day-to-day expenditure. So I would encourage you to think a bit more about that, whether or not that you can afford to increase the amount that you give on a regular basis, and not just wait for us to change banks again, because I really don't want to be doing that very often. Otherwise, I don't have anything else particularly to say. I don't know whether we want to...
Sure.
Open it up further.
Any questions they want to put to Andy? Preferably on the finances. Or you could try them on something else.
Please do, yeah.
No? Okay. Obviously, this is not your only opportunity to ask questions. You can ask Andy questions at other times as well. And he would love to have those questions. Just so you know, we do have an accountability thing for Andy. There is a finance standing group that does meet as well, and we look at the accounts as well. So
yeah.
It's not just Andy who knows what's going on with the money. There is a finance standing group. Thank you so much, Andy, for all you do week by week on the finances. Big thank you to you. And a big thank you to everyone here for your contributions. As Andy is saying, every contribution makes a difference. And if you've got an opportunity to give more, please do give more. Legacies, Andy has mentioned, maybe that's just an opportunity to raise that as a thing to say, would you think about, in your will, putting something down as a legacy? If you want to find out more about that, I'm sure Andy would be happy to chat to you about how you can go about doing that. But they make a huge difference to us as a church family. So maybe you feel, well, I can't give a lot week by week, month by month, but actually I've got money tied up in property and that kind of thing, which would be released later on. And so maybe you could think about that for the future, and people could talk to you about that.
Sure.
Let's give Andy another round of his applause as he heads back to his seat. And now Cara is going to come and is going to say a little something about the EMF. We haven't said something about the EMF for a little while, and it may be that you're thinking, what's the EMF? Well, Cara will tell us and just give us a brief update on the EMF.
Okay. The Emmanuel Ministry Fund was set up in 2004, I think it was, to enable us to employ workers who can help us bring people to Christ in our local community. We've employed Melissa since September 2014 as Emmanuel's Associate Minister with responsibility for youth. She leads the church's Pathfinder group for years 7 to 9, that's roughly 11 to 14-year-olds, Vision, our youth group for years 10 to upper 6th, roughly 14 to 18-year-olds, and she helps with P4 and QRS. If you want to know more about what P4 and QRS do, I think the person to ask could be Melissa or the Coopers or Simon Tanner or Simon Jones. I think that's about it, but if I'm missing people, please forgive me. And Melissa and Bart have also started 18 plus for older young people, so that's sort of post-vision, in the last year. She's also meeting up one-to-one, or sometimes two-to-one, with youth, and she helps out at the Bible Club at Grand Avenue Primary. And in addition, you'll all have seen her leading the all-age slot, or the introduction to the theme slot at services, and leading all-age services. She and Bart shared responsibility for the talks at our recent holiday club, and I believe she also has something to do with Jemima, but I wouldn't dream of saying what. It's been a real joy to see Melissa work with our children and our young people, and to see the way she relates to them. and it's also been a great joy to see some of our young people come to know God. Some of them have now gone on beyond the youth ministry with a firm faith in Jesus. And those are things that we've been praying for ever since we first considered appointing someone to lead the youth ministry. So we give thanks to God for answering those prayers. Do continue to pray for those things. Thank you to everyone who's contributed to the work of the Ministry Fund, whether by giving financially or by praying. If you don't currently give to the Ministry Fund, or you would like to start doing so, or you'd like to increase your giving, please talk to one of the trustees. These are now Bart, Mark Evans, who's been our secretary, Amanda Krasinska, Robin Walpole, and myself. At present, I'm chair, but we will shortly elect someone else to that position so that I can concentrate on being warden. Andy Whelan does a wonderful job of keeping our accounts in order for us, for which we're very grateful. And I think at this point I'll tag on to the plug for legacies. Andy is very happy for you to talk to him about legacies to the Ministry Fund or to the church, I know. He's nodding. So please feel free to do that. May I also take this opportunity to thank those trustees who've stepped down in the last year or two. That's Debbie Bartholomew, John Dagnall, and Andy Matic. And they've all worked hard over a number of years. Debbie and John had been trustees since 2004. Our published accounts and other details are available on the Charity Commission's website. I could give you the registered charities number, but you're not going to remember that one because it's 7 digits long. So just look up on the Charity Commission's website, Emmanuel Church Tolworth Ministry Fund. And Melissa lives in the flat that the trust owns. Please pray that people in our community may come to Jesus, grow in him, and go out to serve him. And pray too for Melissa as she continues her work here, and for a visa to be granted to Hudson and for their marriage. Thank you.
Great, thank you very much. Any questions? I know you've just sat down. Don't worry, stay there for the moment in case there are any. I can answer them anyway. Yes, go for it, Teresa. Yes. Yeah. No one has approached us on that, and obviously that would take the young people to come to us and say we'd like to do that. Interestingly, just last week, I was talking to some of the young people saying, look, be aware that EMF is also set up to help support that sort of thing. So hopefully they are now more aware of that they could do that kind of thing. But we need to pray for the young people to have that passion for Jesus that would say, actually, I want to have a go at short-term mission trips as well. So nothing in the pipeline at the moment, but there is that possibility there, and it's more a case of making people aware of it. But thank you. Good, thank you. Well, I'm going to lead us in prayer. I'm going to pray for our finances as a church, for the EMF. I'm also going to thank God for the food that we're about to go through and enjoy. So let me just lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for the money that you have given to us as a church family, that you have moved people to give, and that is a work of your Spirit. And we pray, please, you would continue to provide for us, that we would continue to be able to do ministry here at Emmanuel. Father, thank you. You are a great God, and you provide in so many ways. Father, we also want to thank you for the EMF, and pray, please, that you would continue to use that fund for the growth of your kingdom in this parish and beyond. Father, please continue to bless Melissa and the ministry she is doing. We pray for your blessing on her and Hudson as well, and your provision for them. And Father, we pray as well for the young people in our church family, that you would give them a passion for Jesus, that wherever they're going, whether it's off to uni, whether it's to work, whether it's to mission in other countries or mission in this country, Father, that you would stir them up to live every day for Jesus. And if the mission ministry fund can be used to support them in mission, Father, we pray that you would help us to do that. Please, Lord, would you be at work among us? And Father, we thank you as well for your provision of the food that we are about to eat, and we pray that you bless our meal time. Amen. Okay, we're going to head through for lunch. As you have lunch, there is going to be on the screen a rolling sort of loop of things about the groups within the church family. So a slide for each group. On there, there's a thing where each group was asked, how does your group fit with our church mission statement of seeing people come to Jesus, grow in him and go out to serve him? So there's a little statement about that and also a quote from a group member as to why they love going to that group. So do have a look at that as you're having your lunch, and you will see me in a few minutes for the next part of Forward Focus. Do have Wards. Now, these are a few thank yous. Now, I realise in doing this that there are lots of people that we're not going to be thanking this afternoon, because if we were to thank everyone who was involved in things at Emmanuel, we'd be here a very long time. We basically have to go through pretty much the whole church family list, because so many people are involved in so many things. So if you feel, but I do this and I do that, then this is your thank you now, as a, you know, thank you for what you do. But there are a few people, we just wanted to sort of say thank you, maybe one or two people who are stopping doing certain roles. So I've got a couple of them to begin with. And the first one is Pat Tumba. Thank you very, don't drop the water bottle. But thank you very much for being duty warden for several years, if we put it like that. And thank you for all that you've done in doing that. Pat is stepping down from being one of our duty wardens on a Sunday morning. But thank you very much. And we've got a gift for you. I will bring it to you. So let's give him a round of applause. We also want to say thank you to Barbara Knight. It's interesting that you're sat this end. Barbara Knight, thank you very much for all you did for Prayer Line. Barbara handed that over to Linda, and thank you, Linda, for being willing to take on the Prayer Line. But thank you, Barbara, for what you have done over several years for the Prayer Line, and we have a gift for you too. And we want to say, as we said earlier, we want to say thank you to Joan Johnson as well, who has been on PCC for, well, so long that we can't actually find out how long she's been on it. We're not all that sure. My suspicion is it's probably more than half the life of Emmanuel Church, but there you go. But a big thank you, because Joan has been on PCC for a long time and has served on PCC faithfully. And we actually decided we would get some thank yous from a few former ministers. So let's see what video comes up.
I've known Joan since I arrived into the to Emmanuel, was it 1981? And she'd just lost her husband at that time. And she was part of Young Wives and very involved in the church life. Got to know her as somebody who was very lively and part of the church, and somebody who was very good with people, very good with conversation and lively sort of person. And began to appreciate all that Joan gave. So Joan has been a good person to know. And I remember one of the things that with Joan was when she was part of Young Wives, and as wives got older, which wives tend to do, as husbands never get older, do they? But as she got older, it was the question of how do you work out young wives when they're getting older wives? So young wives were joined with the Women's Fellowship, which was being done at the time, and became elves. And Joan eventually took on leadership of that, and I know she was much appreciated in all she did then. I don't think Joan was on PCC in my time until right at the end. I think she came on to the PCC when she was elected onto the Deanery Synod, and then started, and I think she's been on, obviously, ever since then. I think she didn't like me to on the PCC, so when I left, she could get involved and do her stuff. So, yeah, she's a great girl. So, Joan, you are lovely. And I've always been appreciated you as a person. You're the sort of person who I always valued. You've always been very kind to us as a family with your communication and writing and cards and gifts. And I know at Emmanuel how much you've been appreciated. So thank you for all you've done. God bless you.
Joan Johnson, you are a legend in your own coffee time. What can I say? Joan, when I think of you, I think conveniently of three things, all beginning with the letter J, which is a happy coincidence. The first thing I think of is your joy, because you have a wonderful, wonderful laugh. And as I say, I can hear you laughing almost now. A wonderfully infectious smile and laughter. Second J I think of is Jaffa Cakes, because every Thursday when I used to sit in my little office, at the front of Emmanuel Church, every Thursday about 10, 10:45, there'd be a familiar pitter-patter of footsteps across the wooden boards, and you would enter bearing rather more biscuits than probably convenient for me to eat. But we've calculated that in our 8 years at Emmanuel, you probably bought me about 1,200 to 1,500 Jaffa Cakes and other biscuits, which accounts for the increase in trouser size that seems to be ongoing even here. And thirdly, we also think of Jesus, because Dawn always remembers how in our first week at Tolworth, when the house was a bit of a state because we'd still got the builders in, there's a lot of dust everywhere, and you were the person who phoned up and offered to come and help us clean. And that was really very typical of your Christ-like, very selfless, good-humoured and good-hearted service. So, Joan, bless you, and we salute you and the family. I think they're all coming in to cheer you and to wish you well.
Hello!
Balloons in the background there. Well done on your 20 years of service, and much love from us here. Do come and see us anytime, and of course, if you do, please remember to bring some more Jaffa Cakes and biscuits. Much love. Bye bye.
Hi there, Joan. I'm so sorry I'm not able to be with you today. Actually, I am with you today, but I want to say a big thank you for all that you have done in serving the church family on PCC for many years. It's not going to be the same without you. It's going to be different. It's going to be healthier without your cakes, although we very much appreciated your cakes. We love your cakes at PCC, but I think maybe from now on we'll go for a healthy regime, maybe more fruit and vegetables, that sort of thing. But also a big thank you to all for all that you've brought to PCC, your laughter and your fun. And thank you also for the many times when we've been talking about something at PCC and you have brought us back to gospel issues. You've brought us back to Jesus. And thank you for those times. Thank you also for your deep desire to see children and families come to Jesus. Joan, thank you so much for all you've done on PCC. Wonderful. Thank you. So that, on the screen there, that was Stuart Taylor and then David Baker and someone else. So Stuart said that Joan wasn't on when he was minister at the beginning. But we think maybe Joan had a break and was on before that. So that's why it sort of stretches back and back. But big thank you to Joan for all you have done being on PCC for so many years. One last thank you, and that is to say someone who is not stepping down from their role. But we thought, because she's been administrator at Emmanuel for 10 years, we thought that actually would be good to mark that. So a big thank you to Jen for being administrator and doing such a great job for the last 10 years. Lovely. Okay, like I said earlier, we're going to think about about come, grow, go. And we're looking back and we're looking forward. And so first off, we start with we as a church are wanting to see people come to Jesus. And so as we look back over this last year, there have been lots of opportunities where we have sought to sow the seed of telling people about Jesus. And there have been some ways that we've done it which have been a bit new, a bit different. And just to tell you about, remind you of a few of them and how good they have been. First one to remind you of is Halloween. Great Linda Wiley coming up with the idea of doing things out on the street to try to reach out to people on Halloween night with the good news of Jesus. Gave away about 200 bags. Wonderful, with tracts about Jesus in it. Just an opportunity to tell people about Jesus. Our Christmas services, lots of people saying how much they appreciated them. They were a great time, weren't they? A joyful time as we gathered together. And we got the choirs in, so the choir from Grand Avenue School and the Berylands Bells, and that meant we got even more people in. And there was a great buzz about those and great opportunity again to tell people about Jesus. And on the back of those, we ran the Life Explored course last term, which was good and really good. Even though it was a small number of people, it was good to do that course, and it was a great course and a good one to do again. There are, of course, the usual things that we keep doing, which are opportunities to speak about Jesus, P4, QRS, Kangaroos, and Roos. We are getting newcomers coming on Sunday mornings as well. Holiday Club, that was another great opportunity, and we've got a little photo montage of Holiday Club. So children, see if you're in them. Adults, see if you're in them. Wonderful, thank you. It was a great time, and thank you for everyone who was involved, to Yvonne as well for heading it up, and thank you, Andrew, for taking pictures, and also for doing the video earlier as well, so thank you for that. Also, seed scattering opportunities last Sunday, Easter Sunday. It was great to see visitors and newcomers with us last Sunday as well, and we need to be praying that the Lord would bring fruit from those. As we look forward, looking forward for each section, we just particularly highlight one or two particular things coming up. One is just to say every Sunday is an opportunity, isn't it, for people to hear about Jesus and turn to him. Every Sunday is an opportunity, and that is exciting, to pray that new people would come along. Also, Melissa has got something she's going to tell us about, which is coming up.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share with you the plans for something called the Christmas Journey. So the Christmas Journey is an opportunity for children to engage with the Christmas story in a way that they haven't or might not be able to in a classroom setting. And it's set up and run by the Insight team, and they've approached us and Christchurch to see if we'll put on the Christmas Journey this coming Christmas. So there's some photos up here of what happens. It's the Christmas story, and kids kind of go around on a journey, and they go from one tent to another. So they might meet Mary in one tent, and then they might meet the angel or the shepherds in another tent, and it's kind of acting out the Christmas story. So you can see some things, some pictures here coming up. There you go, there's Mary. There's questions, so opportunity for them to ask questions and really engage with what's going on before and after, and just to explore a bit more what happens. Is there more, or is that it? There we go, so there's puppets as well, and then they have a talk at the end. Insight are really keen that us and Christchurch team up together for schools in this local area. So that will be Grand Avenue School, Christchurch, OLI, St. Matthew's, and possibly Tolworth as well. And this will allow us to reach around 400 kids from these local schools. I think it's year four classes that are invited, if anyone else knows different. I think it's the year four classes from each of those schools. So last year they did... They hosted the Christmas Journey in three different churches, and they were able to reach 1,200 children in those local areas with the Christmas Journey. So it's a great opportunity for us to engage not only with the schools, building relationships with them, but also with the children. And there's opportunities for parents of those kids as well to build relationships with them and help them engage with a Christmas story. So I'm meeting with the Insight team and with Steve Weston, who's the children's worker over at Christchurch, in a couple of weeks to put these plans together. And the plan is that we will host it in one of the two churches. We haven't quite decided which one yet, but we'll be working together as two churches to bring the gospel and to bring the Christmas story to children in this area. So we'll set it up, and there's lots of opportunities for both church families to be involved, because we'll need people to help with drinks, people to do craft, people setting things up, people making costumes, people doing set design, people acting out the different characters, people leading kids through on the journey. So there's so many different ways. You might think, oh, I don't really like working with kids. But if you're great at designing a set, that would be brilliant. We need loads of help doing that. So many different ways that we can all be involved together and reach out to the schools and the kids in our community with a Christmas story. So watch this space for more information, but that will be kind of towards the end of November, beginning of December, that we're going to be putting that on.
Wonderful. It is a brilliant thing. I went over to Chessington actually to see the Easter journey. So there's the Easter journey as well. We're going for the Christmas one first. But there is the Easter one, and it is brilliant. The children loved it, and it's a great way of presenting the gospel. So I think that is really exciting for us. I've asked Phil Cooper if he would come and pray for us. I think you better come here, actually, because we haven't got a mic to wave around. So Phil is going to come and pray for us as we think about seeing people come to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there are so many opportunities in our area for reaching people with the good news of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we be creative in looking for other ways of reaching people with the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the way that Bart preaches your good news so well and so effectively. And we do pray for the planning for the Christmas journey and possibly the Easter journey to follow. Thank you so much that it has been used so much already by for lots of schools. Many children have heard the good news through these things. And we thank you so much for the Insight workers and the fantastic work they do. We do pray, Lord, that as a church, we would take seriously your command to take your good news to all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brilliant. Thank you, Phil. It is dessert time, so don't desert us. Just pause for that joke to die. Thank you, Julie. So don't go out. It's not quite dessert time yet, actually. Julie was just saying they need to get a few more things out. When it's time, I think we'll go for that table first. Yeah, that cost you a lot. But we'll go for the table nearest the desserts first. And let's make sure we leave enough for people at the end. So I will tell you when you can get going. I'm on the last table as well. Well done for doing that. And thank you to Julie Walden and Kate Swanepoel for coordinating everything for us and running things. Thank you very much. You've done a great job. So thank you. We've done come. We now do grow. And just looking back, there are lots of opportunities for us as a church family to grow in the faith. Obviously, home groups are a big part of that. And thank you to all the home group leaders. It's great having the pictures up on the screen that we've had of all the home groups and other groups that there are at Emmanuel. But all of those groups, each one is an opportunity for growth, isn't it? Sunday by Sunday, we have opportunities to grow as we sit under God's word together. And we've had sermon series over this last year the big sermon series last summer was Acts. As we were going through that, we haven't quite finished it. We're just going to finish it in the next four Sundays. So we're doing big chunks of Acts over the next four Sundays. But also, since Christmas, the Genesis series and the series in the five solas of the Reformation, each of which, I think, different people have come to me and said that they've appreciated different parts of those series, and I believe the Lord has blessed us as we've gone through those series. Other opportunities, Oasis, people just meeting up with one another to share the gospel and to encourage one another and keep building one another up. Within this section, as we look back, we also want to just acknowledge the fact that this time last year we were doing Emmanuel at 4, and then last summer we decided, no, let's stop Emmanuel at 4 and go back to having one service. And there's lots to be thankful for in having done that Emmanuel at 4 for that year. And I just wanted to ask Mark Evans, who was part of the Emmanuel at 4 core team, if he would just come and just give us a few of his thoughts, his reflections of having been a part of doing Emmanuel at 4. Mark.
Thanks. So the purpose of Emmanuel at 4 was simply to increase the opportunity for people to hear God's word. Sunday morning these days is a popular time for children's clubs. So Emmanuel at 4 was aimed specifically at families who may not otherwise have attended the morning service because they'd be off busy doing other things. So it was probably about 2 years ago that that Bart decided to start this initiative. We put together a core team, which was Bart, Melissa, Kate Swanepoel, Claire Beavers and myself. And we spent some time coming up with a format, doing some advertising for the service, and just basically providing the necessary manpower to get things done. And also the families of that core team also switched from the morning to the afternoon service to give it critical mass to start off with. And given that the service was aimed specifically at families with young children, the setup was different. We changed the seating pattern to make it smaller and more intimate. We had different songs. We didn't have the whole music group going, but we had recorded music with singers also singing over the top of it. The prayer slot was very much aimed at children, so it was quite a different, very much a different feel from the morning service, but nevertheless very Bible-based and aimed at bringing people to know Jesus no matter what the age. And also very popular at the end was the children's tea. So we had always had people on rota making sandwiches, and after the service, all the children would sit around here and have tea together. And at least speaking from my own children's experience, that was pretty much the highlight of the week. So that was very popular. So I'd like to give thanks for everyone who contributed, not just the core team, but everyone from the singers, people who made the sandwiches, the children's group leaders, projectionists, sound, everything that made it work. Thank you very much indeed. And I would characterise Emmanuel at 4 as actually a successful start to what was always going to be a multi-year effort to get to basically establish a new service. Given the faithful teaching of God's word at those services and the steady numbers, which were usually in the 25 to 40 range, this was a successful start to something which, God willing, was always, like I said, envisaged to be something which it wouldn't start with a big bang, but it would work to grow. We did have visitors. The children clearly enjoyed it, And we pray that the Holy Spirit was at work and that seeds planted during that service will flourish and help, will grow and help bring people to Christ. We decided to take the decision to stop that owing to, well, what is actually a completely natural progression, which is children grow up. And so in the morning service, we were conscious that children were moving up into Pathfinders, and we didn't want the morning service to have a very diminished children's group. We wanted that to be vibrant and welcoming because more people come to the morning service than Emmanuel at 4. So we decided to, what I hope is, postpone Emmanuel at 4, stop doing that, and bring the families with young children back to the morning service so we have enough of that critical mass, and that's been carrying on this last year with JAM. But like I said, God willing, we hope that the number of children that Emmanuel will swell and we'll be able to start that up again if the opportunity presents itself. I'd certainly think that'd be very worthwhile. So just to finish, I'd like to give thanks for everyone who was involved last year with Emmanuel at 4. Give thanks for those people who are involved now with JAM and continuing the children's ministry. And I'd encourage everyone also to pray for the children's ministry ongoing, that for all the effort that goes in there, but also we pray that the Holy Spirit will work even in children's hearts because they can understand everything, and that they will grow up in the church and give their lives to Jesus. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mark. I think, now I put this under grow because I think we as a church family have grown through launching Emmanuel at 4. We as a staff team, we were reading something which talks about, although I agree with Mark, I wouldn't call it a failure having done what we've done. But the staff team, we were reading something which talks about failing forwards. The difference between failing forwards and failing backwards. Failing backwards is something fails because you didn't do enough work on it, you were lazy, there were bad decisions and all that sort of thing. Failing forward is something where you go, you give it your all, you tried your best, but it just didn't work in the way that you were hoping it would. And actually, it was saying, if you're a church which is looking to grow, looking to see the gospel hit people's lives, you're going to do a lot of failing forward. And that is okay because you're still growing through doing that. And so I think we as a church family have grown through that. One of the benefits we've seen this morning actually was Mark leading services, but also Brent as well in leading services. They both started doing that in the afternoon and they're now doing that in the morning as well. So there is lots to be thankful for in terms of Emmanuel at 4. Okay, what about looking forward? Looking forward, just a few things to highlight. One is the day away. I encourage you to sign up for that. This gentleman is going to be coming and being our speaker, Phil Moon, vicar of Bishop Hannington Memorial Church. So he was my boss when I was curate at Bishop Hannington Church. He's a great guy. Love Phil a lot. I feel slightly embarrassed it's taken this long to get him to come along to something that we're doing here. And so really looking forward to him coming and speaking for us. We'll let you know more about title and theme and all that sort of stuff in due course. But get that date in your diary, please. So 1st of July, that we look forward to having the day away. Somehow this fits under grow, and it's certainly looking forward, but we're just going to hear from Brent. Where's Brent? There he is. About the buildings. Buildings grow and... I don't know. Anyway, Brent.
This is what you've all been waiting for, I'm sure. When we say grow, we're not talking about mold on the walls or anything like that. I think... when Bart asked me to have a quick talk about the fabric of the church, I initially thought it was just so he could get me to do something on my last day as church warden. But actually, throughout the service and throughout everything that's been happening here this afternoon, it's, in my mind, become pretty clear how the fabric and the church building is an integral part of all the come, grow, go. You know, all those pictures we saw about... And on the Easter club, the holiday club, that was all here in both in the church and the hall. And unless we look after our own building and our fabric, it's going to become quite difficult to actually give the message and hold all the services and events we have here. So I don't want to take too much of time. There were just three key things I wanted to mention. One thing is, all those three key things are going to be dealt with at PCC. So don't come looking for me afterwards. PCC will have their task and finish groups, and each one of these key ideas and initiatives will be looked at, will be
quoted for, and we'll come back to you at that stage. One of the key things is we're looking at to do is the church hall, the church actually inside the church. The heating isn't great, and I know in winter everyone comes with extra layers, and it is we're getting people wanting to start fires and things like that. So we're thinking of getting quotes for new heaters, maybe new radiators, and all that. So just be aware, in the near future, we're hoping to come up with a plan on how to address the heating within the church itself, hopefully in time for next winter. So keep praying for that, and keep praying that the winter is mild. Another big thing is our roof. So, like, you know, when I moved over from SA to England, you always think, you know, you buy a house here and people tell you, make sure you don't have to pay for the church roof in your local area. The reality is church has been around for 80 years, as we celebrated a few years ago. The roof has been around for as long as that. In most places, it's the same roof that's been along. And I don't know you guys, as I'm getting older, I'm having to have more TLC on my own body. The church needs the same thing. So in that respect, we've had quinquennial inspections, which is basically a surveyor from the diocese comes around and he has a look at the building itself and gives you a report at the end of that. And being quinquennials every 5 years. And the last three quinquennials have come up saying we need to address the roof, or at least, you know, take some initiative with the roof. So that's currently being addressed within PCC, and we've gone out and getting quotes and all that. And we don't necessarily need faculty, so we've done all the hard yards. But in this respect, I also wanted to say thank you to Jen for doing all the hard work and getting quotes, and for both the heating and for the building. It isn't easy. I work full time, so I do rely very heavily on Jen. I do appreciate all the work she's done on that. So that's the roof. So we've had the heating, the roof. Last thing is, we've mentioned before in church, was the kitchen. The kitchen was last done in 1983-84. So that's quite a while. We do rent the hall out, and with the kitchen, the rules and regulations have changed quite a bit over the last few years. And, you know, last year we had to change the cooker from a gas cooker to an electric cooker because of the ventilation and all that. So we're just having to keep up with what's going on, changing regulation, and also the changing use in our building. So an exciting initiative that will partially be funded by a legacy is to replace the kitchen. And once again, you know, big thanks to Teresa and to Kath for getting all the quotes and designing and everything. Teresa will be around later with the... Okay, Teresa won't be around with anything later, so leave her alone. But we've got some quotes on the kitchen to replace it, to bring us up to the modern standards, and it'll be a great initiative, and that's really something to look forward to. And you know, we love eating together and having a time of fellowship in this way, and that'll certainly help us going forward. So, if I could ask you, please, to be praying for all those initiatives. More will be told and brought forward in the coming months. But please be praying that we use our resources and our finances and all time and efforts for the glory of God. Let's make sure we do the right things and be able to use the building efficiently so that more people come to know Christ. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Brent. And thank you for all the work you've done as well in working on those things. So, yeah, the church building needs work, and that will need to be done. Okay, last thing under Grow, I was going to ask Melissa just to come and say a little bit more about the youth ministry.
Okay, so opportunities to grow. Every week we have opportunities for our youth ministry, for our youth to grow. So we have Pathfinders on a Sunday morning for 11s to 14s, and Vision on a Sunday evening for 14s to 18s. I personally love doing both of those groups. In the autumn term, we're looking at taking the Pathfinders and Vision, so both those age groups, on a weekend away to a secret location. It's top secret because I don't even know where we're going yet. But this is a great opportunity for our youth to grow in their love for God as we read his word and spend an extended amount of time in it, and in their relationships with each other as well, and with us as leaders as well. So and opportunities for fun and games on that weekend. So that's something we're going to be planning this term and looking forward to do in the autumn term. And so if you are a parent of those age groups, we'll give you more information in due course. And then just to let you know, Pathfinders, we teach the same that the adults are learning in the morning. And then Vision, this term, we are doing the Life Explored course. So the course that Bart just ran with the adults, we're going to run it with the 14s to 18s this term. So it's kind of focusing on how do we love God with everything and how he satisfies our deepest desires. So again, opportunities to grow in that way for the young people there. And so Vision really seeks to encourage and challenge young people and to equip them also, which we hope this term will, to talk to their friends about Jesus and have evangelistic opportunities. So that's what we're doing.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to ask Robin if he would come and pray for us as a church family that we would grow in our relationship with Jesus. Thank you, Robin.
Let's pray. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy and transforming power at work in our communal lives together. Thank you for your sure promise that you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Help us to keep growing in the love and knowledge of Jesus as we keep in step with your Spirit, with lives that bear fruit with good deeds. Deliver us from man's wisdom that leads to conceit and pride. Grant us your wisdom, Lord, whereby we are pure, teachable, and humble, loving and forgiving one another as you have sacrificially loved and forgiven us. We praise you, Lord, for the blessings and encouragements of previous year's church away days, and we particularly thank you for Phil Moon's gifts and willingness to come and speak to us in early July. Use that time to continue to equip us for service with thankful spirits, sure in the knowledge that your love and mercy are in control of every circumstance. Thank you, Lord, for this new initiative of a youth weekend away. Fill Melissa with your wisdom and understanding as she plans the program, and prepare the hearts and minds of the youngsters to receive the truth of your word that has the power to transform their lives. That is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, we commit to you those who preach and teach us the Bible regularly, in particular for Bart. Thank you for their gifts and willingness to serve us in this way. Help us to pray for and value them, including our partnership in the gospel with guest speakers from other churches. We pray for people to become Christians and for us to be growing in maturity as a consequence of the Bible being preached with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. Lord, we thank you for the home groups that you have established as part of Emmanuel Church over many years. We praise you for the opportunities they give us in midweek to gather together, to learn, to grow, and to change. Help us to move into a deeper understanding of your truth as we engage with your word. May the groups continue to be encouraging places to share our lives with you and each other as we support, comfort, and rejoice with one another, shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed at your return and in the new creation. Amen.
Amen. Well, before we do go, we're just going to do a few more awards. And the next award is the Above and Beyond Award, which is going to be given to two people, two people who have... it's sort of above and beyond. I suddenly thought, actually, no, we shouldn't call it that. We should call it the Christ-like Love Award, given what we said we've been saying this morning. But I've been particularly aware that Andrea Goodall and Hilary Griffiths have, over the last few weeks and months and beyond, been serving particularly the elderly members of our church family, and particularly those who are housebound, in ways that you wouldn't necessarily know because you wouldn't hear about it. But actually, they have served in incredible ways, sometimes being phoned up at unsociable hours, and yet going and serving and doing so joyfully and cheerfully and doing so in a really, really loving way. And I want to sort of lift them up and saying they do a great job of doing Christ-like love, particularly to some of those elderly members of the church family. So a big thank you to Andrea and to Hillary. Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Last awards. This time are for services to music. And we particularly wanted to say a big thank you to a couple of the younger members of our music group, to Leon and Carl, who may well not be part of the music group beyond sort of September time if they're heading off to uni. We need to pray for you guys with your exams coming up and that sort of thing. But we just wanted to take this opportunity to say it is fantastic that you and others as well. I mean, they're thankful for Katie Walden as well for being a part of things. But with you guys sort of possibly stopping soon, then we wanted to say a big thank you to you on the guitar and on the drums. You guys do a brilliant job, really good. It's great to see how you've grown in your abilities there and in serving Jesus in this way. So we've got a little something for each of you as well. Great. Last thing is go. And it looks like the children have gone already. They're out there playing games out there, which is nice, as long as they don't go near the road. But go. Looking back, well, actually, we've had quite a few things. So we have had a few people getting up doing TTT interviews. And I said last year we would do more of them. Well, we have done more, but not as many as I would like. And I would like us to renew our efforts at doing a few more TTTs on Sunday mornings. But also, we've had Glenn Scrivener came and did the Lent course for us, which he called Good to Go. And those were really good evenings. If you haven't heard the talks from them, get them from the website because they are really good. I'm not sure they should be out there. No, well done, Melissa. Go for it. Exert your ministry. be a blessing to them. We're thankful to Glenn looking back. And now looking forward, well, this is slightly different, this one. We're going to give you something that was said at the Lent course. So I'm going to hand these around. Okay, so if you were there at the Lent course, you'll know that Glenn gave us four sort of conversation openers, sentence openers that you then sort of fill in the blanks yourself. And they're on the left-hand side of the card, and then the questions that go with them are on the right-hand side. And we wanted to publish it, sort of give this out. Thank you to Melissa for doing the design on this. It looks great. So that you can keep it, put it in, you know, take it with you, stick it to your fridge or whatever it is, to remind yourself of these things and try to use them in conversation with people. This is our challenge, isn't it? Yes, we're going to try and grow by one by getting to know people near us, by one more house. How about using these sentence openers? So he says, that's what I love about Jesus, for which the question is, what do you make of Jesus? That's what I love about being a Christian. Then you sort of fill in the blank at the end. What is it? And the question is, can I take 5 minutes to explain Christianity to you? Next one, I couldn't have gotten through X without Jesus, and you fill in the blank. And then, how do you cope? And then the last one, that's what I love about my church. And can I introduce you to mine? And that sort of ties in with what we were saying this morning as well. So can I encourage you, take that, look at it, remember it, and try to use those things in conversation. And that's our thing for looking forward when it comes to going out to serve Jesus where we are. So I'm going to ask Linda Wiley if she would come and pray for us as we seek to go out to take the good news of Jesus to our front lines, to where we are day by day and week by week. So thank you, Linda.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we prayed this morning that we would be visible Christians. As a church, please inspire us to want to go out and live faithfully for you. Please equip us to do this with courage and with love through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, show each of us how to share Jesus within our own unique circle of friends and family. Please take away any fears we might have that keep us from speaking boldly in your name. Renew our joy and passion for you so that our Christ-like words and actions come easily and with confidence. Help us remember that whatever we say and do will be used by you for your purposes and glory. With you, we know that all things are possible. Lord, place on our hearts those who you want us to speak to and show us how to reach them. I pray that our everyday conversations will be full of your truth and love as we come alongside people with thoughtfulness and care. May your kingdom grow through Emmanuel Church, and may you bless us with the fruit of our labours as we see our family stepping out in your name and hearts turning towards you for your glory. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. Good. We're almost done. Two last things. Just any questions that people have got? Of course, now is not your only opportunity to ask questions. As we said about Andy, I would love it if you've got questions or thoughts or things that you think of where you think, actually, we could do this as a church family or that. It's so good if you guys are coming to us with that. Barbara, yeah.
We saw a photograph of the couple who are going to be CMS Lincolnshire.
Yes.
Who is going to be the contact person?
Thank you. The new contact, so for the Bennetts, the new link person is Phil. No, sorry, Hillary. Sorry, Phil is for Kip. Phil's for Kip, sorry. Hillary is for the Bennetts. Hillary Griffiths, yeah. Thank you. And they're coming in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. I knew they were coming soon. I just couldn't quite remember when it was. But yeah, they're coming in 2 weeks. You served with CMS as well. It would be great to have a chat with Hillary about that as well. Thank you. Any other questions? Sorry, is that it? The time has gone. We're up. Sorry, did no? Oh, there you go. The Bennett's up there. There you are. Lovely. Just to round off, just a reminder from this morning, what we thought about. Our mission is to see people come to Jesus, grow in him, and go out to serve him. And so, have you got up on the screens? No, that's all right. You guys do a great job. Just a little opportunity to thank you while you're doing that. There you go. So our aim is for people to come to Jesus, to know the scope and depth of his love, as we thought about this morning. Next slide. Thank you. To grow in him, that we would love one another as Jesus has loved us. Let's go out. Let's be doing that for one another. And that we would go out to serve him, that the world will know we are Jesus' disciples and themselves come to him. Let's look to grow by one, by getting to know our neighbours. Let me just lead us in prayer, and then please, would plenty of people help clear up? We need plenty of volunteers for clearing up in here and in the kitchen, but let me just lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray, please, we want to thank you, first off, for the many ways over this last year that you have helped us to come to Jesus, grow in him, and go out to serve him, and we pray you would equip us to do that even more over this coming year. Would we be passionate about Jesus? Not just knowing about him, but loving him deeply. And would you move in each one of us that we would overflow with love for Jesus? Would we grow in our love for one another in that depth and scope of love? And Father, please, would you use us to go out with the gospel to those we're with and to invite them in, to invite them into Emmanuel Church, that they would also hear and believe and that they would see the love that we have for one another. Lord, we pray that you would bless us as a church family over this coming year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for coming along. Like I say, please would you help clear. Brent, do we need to say anything more about helping? No, that's enough. Okay, great. Please help.